What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Staying Christian Podcast. And this is our first official video podcast.
Well, hopefully we don't totally mess this up.
Hopefully it makes it up on YouTube. We'll right. see.
I mean, you never know. Gavin just takes forever to edit these things.
It's very, very true.
I joke. He does a very good job.
But it takes a little bit, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, for those of you who just jumped in, who are we? And
I'm Eli. That's Gavin.
And I'm Gavin.
In case you were confused as being an older listener and you weren't sure whose voice belonged to who, that's
I'm Gavin. And he is Eli. So those are our respective voices in case you had them swapped.
Yeah.
So who are we? We are two basic dudes.
Just basic.
Living in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And we became a Christian like a couple years ago.
We became one Christian.
Yeah. You'll know the reference to that if you listen to our original podcast. Anyways,
that was a joke.
What are we doing? We're sitting together and we're just talking about God, our experiences with him. Mm-hmm. We're sharing with you guys interviews with people that we know and we respect, Christians. And yeah, we're just basically having a conversation. Hopefully it's in a very laid out, like, just here it is, here's what we think. Maybe you guys have something different to say. That's our hope. Why should you listen to us?
Well, we hope to be encouraging, hope to help you persevere on your Christian life. And if you're not a Christian, let you see what we're about and why we think it's the way, why we think Jesus is the way.
Right, and I guess the last thing to touch on is, why should you listen to us? We honestly don't know, except except maybe it'll encourage you guys,
yeah.
And maybe it'll help you guys. It's up to you guys, anyways. So, yeah.
If you don't think that, you can just write us.
You can just be tell gone. Us. Rate oh. us. Send us.
I mean,
hate
that's
mail,
a little
all that
rude.
Good stuff. They can leave. They can leave. Now's the time. Anyways, without further ado, and all this talking nonsense.
We're just nervous. First time the camera's here.
Yeah. Without further ado,
let's jump right in. Yep. So I realize I can be like super preachy sometimes. I can be like really self confident.
Very much so.
Like. Not humble.
You. Only you. You're the only person on this podcast
that does that. I'm the only person
that.
On the planet probably that does
probably.
This. But I've been thinking about it, and I can be the kind of guy that goes, okay, you know what? I got this. I am I'm perfect in Christ now. Everybody else is just kind of, you know?
Yeah.
You can do that to people without really trying, especially me.
I'll confess to that as well. It's very easy.
I thought you were gonna say again, you know. No. Yeah, I'll testify.
Yeah,
Eli,
it's him. It's look me. At him.
No, but I don't remember if I came up with this, but I said in my notes here, I said that we're pardoned and not made the president of righteousness.
Hmm.
You know.
Did you read that somewhere?
I don't know.
It just was in your head.
I just wrote it down. So maybe
interesting.
Yeah. And I also said, you know, not staying in awe of the grace given of me is a downward spiral. You know, I think that's true. To just, because I think it's good to get up every day and go, you know what, I'm very grateful for where I'm at. Very grateful for where God put me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's different to do that. It's way better for us
right.
than to go about life being like, oh, you know, things could be way better. You know, I'm just, and then point at people and say what's wrong about them without right. looking at ourselves first, you know?
Yep.
So
pointing out the logs, or not the logs, but the little speck in their eye, and right. got this giant log in ours.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
So also, this is a chance for me to say, we're sorry if we sometimes sound preachy. I understand we can come across that right. way, and I'll even listen to our own episodes and be like, oh my gosh, I just sound like yeah. I'm up on this pedestal just like yeah. yelling down at people.
I listen to enough sermons or whatever, and I hear like the, what is it? Is it the doomsday preachers? Who
right,
are like,
right.
You know. Yeah, and then I listen to myself the next day. I'm like, I said that in the rudest way possible. And I could have backed off just a little bit, but.
Right. What we'd like this to be is more of a, hey, this is what we think. And also right. in our daily interactions, that's what you kind of want it to be.
Yeah.
Unless I do feel like there's a time and place for like saying this is what needs to happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I do think there's a time and space for that. I'm not saying you can't confront people.
Yeah, but the way you do it matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Yeah, I can do that so often, man.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, oh, well, you're wrong, and here's why. And
not say it in love
at all. And it's true. It can be true. Because, you know, that what I'm saying is usually what God's saying, unless I am not read up enough on what God says or listening to what God's telling me to say about it. But,
right,
you know, I can say it in a way that means, hey, I'm here for you. Love you. This is what God says about this. We should take a look at it together. Instead of, you need to read this. You need to learn this before you say anything like this again, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's not what God does to us.
Yeah,
you know,
I've definitely done this with like my siblings. You can just with your siblings.
Oh, I always do it. To
you
my
can
siblings.
Just see. You're like, I have been around you for 10 right. plus years. This is the problem with you, and I'm gonna just point it out.
You
right
are
here
dishonoring
and now,
our family. You know? and I'm gonna tell you about
right.
it.
Right, and you just bang on it right away. You're right. Just like, this is the problem. Here it is. And then, my dad told me, you know, just like, if you don't say things, the Bible says, you say truth in love.
Right.
You know, it's not just, you just spout out truths. That's all, you know, that's a surefire way to do things. No,
right.
It's speak the truth in love.
Right.
And the in love part is so very important. You
right.
know,
well,
yeah.
One of the big things about that is if you're keeping humility, if you're learning that you are pardoned and you're keeping that in mind right. instead of, oh, you know, now I'm the spokesperson to tell everybody what's wrong with them. You know, it's different than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it puts you in the right state of mind to go about speaking things in love. Whereas if you start speaking things just because they're the truth and everyone needs to learn the truth, I definitely have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm saying is I have a problem with that. I'm taking a look at it. A right. good long look. Because I don't need to forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I watched this TED Talk a while back, and it was an animated one, and it had this image of, it was talking about empathy and sympathy. Mm-hmm. And this is just my thoughts related to this. I don't know that this has actually anything to add. But it had an image of, like, with sympathy, this dude was looking down, this other dude down the hole, and was like, oh, sorry about that, you know? Looks like that's terrible. And it's like someone who has empathy jumps down in the hole with the person and says, man, it's tough. It's tough down here. And I know what it's right. like, you know?
And then someone who actually helps puts a ladder right. down. I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know that some, I think ladder. Yeah. I don't know. I've been in situations where there's people, it's like, yeah, this person's hurting.
Right.
But sometimes the only thing you can do is just listen. That's what I've found. Like saying anything sometimes doesn't even help.
Yeah.
And I've seen my dad do it a lot, you know, even with, to me, he's just been sat there and listened. And I'm like, there's all this problem. And he's just like, yep.
That's tough, son.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't say it in a demeaning way at all. Right. You know, it's just, he's here. He's here for me, you know? And that's sometimes the most important thing. I don't know. I just went into this whole ramble thing.
Yeah.
Taken away from your point, probably.
No,
sorry.
I don't know that it's taken away from the point. I think all I was trying to say was, not all I was trying to say, but it is a pretty key factor to have humility, like, off the bat. Because if you don't build on the foundation of humility, it's going to fall down.
And, yeah.
You know, especially as someone who's an ambassador to the kingdom of God, like we're supposed to be, I've got to be looking at and analyzing myself and saying, okay, am I coming at things in my life with humility, or am I just saying, here's the truth, you need to hear it because it's the truth, you know? And I can say things in truth. It's not even just about speaking things in truth and in love. It's about being humble yourself and recognizing the grace God has given you, you know, and extending the grace to other people.
And actually, in a practical way of, like, just how you act around them probably as well. At least that's just me. I think practically.
Yeah.
Like, extending the grace, what does that mean?
Right. I can say big words, but
what does that mean in the real world?
Right.
That's just my, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong.
No, it's fine.
I'm just thinking about practicalities. So, yeah, that's good.
Good.
So we're going to try to be humble, you guys. And I think that's especially important for us because here we are on a podcast.
Right.
Presenting stuff that we think is right. And we're humans, so inevitably something's going to be wrong.
Yeah. And you can always email us and tell us we're wrong.
Yeah. Because stankchristian@gmail.com.
Yep. Quick plug. Shameless plug.
Yep. So here I go. I'm going to sound all preachy on you guys. Oh. You're welcome.
Hypocrite.
Yeah, here we go.
String them up.
So I was thinking recently, and there was a lot of podcasts I was listening to, and one of them was like, oh, about changing the world, and what can you do to change the world? It's, mm-hmm. you see that so much everywhere in pop culture today. At least I do. And I was like, changing the world? I'm like, it's all about that. It's like making a difference, and it's always about making a big difference. It's,
right.
And I'm
make
just
the world
like,
we want to see.
Right. Which, it's all good and fine. But I was thinking about that. I don't know if I read this somewhere or if I just came up with it, which I'd like to think I just came up with it, but I probably read it somewhere. but I'm like, in changing the world, sometimes the biggest thing to do that is just changing the people right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that. I'm not saying you guys need to like go out and change the people. You know, you see problems, change them. You know, I think that comes down to like loving the people in front of you. At least that's what I've found.
Yeah.
That's like, just the way you change them is by hanging out with them. There's that quote, you are who your friends are, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes by simply being that person's friend, you will change them by hanging out with them. You know, I don't think going into friendship like that is necessarily healthy, not encouraging that, but
right.
I don't know. I was just like, you know what? I don't have to focus on the whole changing the world thing. I can just focus on the people right around me. And who knows? Maybe I won't have this giant, like very seeable impact that I can see, but maybe this person that I affect will affect this person. You know, you got the butterfly effect going on.
Right.
I don't know. It was just like maybe bringing it down a little bit. We don't have to change the world. We can just be Christians right here and now.
Yeah. I hesitate to speak. Not because I have a counterpoint, but because this person that gave me this information, I don't know how much they sway people's opinions of what I'm about to say.
Right.
Jordan Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
He has a big thing about when people ask him, how do I change the world kind of thing? He says, change yourself. You know, and what I was going to say was even starting with yourself and making yourself a better person will affect your family, who will in turn affect the neighborhood. You know?
Yep.
And he has this book, 12 Rules for Life, I think.
Yeah, and I started that. It was too wordy for me. I was just like, this is too much.
Too wordy?
It was just like,
but
it was too much.
His thing is, you know, making a difference with yourself and, you know, finding the things that you want to change about yourself.
Yeah.
And making them into a difference and inspiring others through it, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of people who give those kind of instructions, but I think Jesus is the best person for those, you know. I could go on a rant. I'm going to stop there because I have a lot of interconnecting thoughts.
So I guess the end thing is there. Don't worry about changing the world. Change the people in front of you. Change yourself, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Yeah. So I had a story time. Gavin usually brings the story times.
I usually do.
But this time I was like, I can bring a story time and it could be equally or better than Gavin's. Be equally or as good as Gavin's. Sorry, my vocabulary, I'm working on it. It's pretty bad.
He was homeschooled.
I was. but no, I had a real thing. I spend most of my time at work. Duh. But
we hope. Where else are you going, Eli? You can confess.
my bed. I go to sleep a lot. But I was at work and I was playing some music really loudly. I don't have any shame tied to that. I play my music loudly. but I was playing a Stephen Curtis Chapman song, and I was playing some Christian music pretty loudly. And, it wasn't like deafening, but it was loud enough that people in the vicinity could hear. So one of my coworkers came up to me and he asked me why I was playing it. And I was like, well, no, I kind of laughed. I laughed and I said, and I wrote this down, because I'm a Jesus boy.
just title of the podcast, because I'm a Jesus boy.
But he was like, okay, you know. But I was like, why am I not like that all the time? You know, I'm really not always like, oh, hey, you know. And it's not like I should always be blasting music, which I guess sometimes I should be.
I mean, yeah. But I think it comes down to personal, what is God saying to you?
But. Right. But I don't know. So I guess my point is I should be living more like it says in Romans 1:16, not ashamed of the gospel, because it's God's power for salvation to everyone who believes, you know? And I read that recently, and I remembered that instance, which was the I'm a Jesus boy instance. And I just remembered that I should not be ashamed to say that. And I wasn't when I said it. But then later I was like, does he think weird things about me now? You know? But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if he thinks weird things about me.
Yeah. Because you're a Jesus boy.
Doesn't matter. Jesus boy, dude. You know, he was like, this is really folky music. What are you listening to? And I'm just like, it's folk. It's I'm a Jesus boy.
Like, deal with it, dude.
You know, deal with it.
I'm a Jesus boy. Right. That needs to be a t-shirt, dude. We could sell merch. Because I'm a Jesus boy. Or girl.
Because
you know?
I'm a Jesus boy. Anyways, I just wanted to remind people, I guess. Not, I gotta remind you, but more reminding myself.
No, it's good. It's good.
More
I want to hear
myself
this.
That I should be not ashamed of it. Because sometimes people walk by me and I turn that music down. What right. makes me turn the music down?
Right.
There's no reason for me to turn it down when it's a nice listening volume and it's about God.
Yeah.
Why am I so self-conscious about what people think about me if I truly believe this, you know?
Yeah, I'll certainly find myself doing the same thing. I'll have like this sounds stupid, but it's true. I'll have like this Christian rap on that I like,
right.
I vibe to. And then I'm like, other people coming out, I'm like, oh,
let me just turn that down real quick. That's a little loud.
Like, number one, it's rap.
Now people
number
think
two,
I'm weird.
It's like Christian rap. And
they
it's
know
like,
who I hey, am.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. That's yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed.
Okay. I won't.
No, I'm just repeating that. I'm not telling you to, okay, man.
So while I was at work another time,
it's another story. Huh.
But I kinda like telling the stories. It kinda brings more of a, you know, this is what I actually did.
Yeah.
But I listen to the Bible while I'm at work. All the time, because I'm just such a good person.
Such a Jesus boy.
But I was listening to Acts for one of the first times. Like,
ooh,
shame on
time,
you.
Shame yeah. on me. But I realized how many crazy kind of things happened to, like, the early church, like, right after Jesus left. Not left, but, you know,
arose
ascended.
Into heaven. Ascended. That's the word
arose.
I was looking for.
Arose. But there were some crazy things that happened, like all the persecutions. Like in Stephen was a believer, and he was persecuted by Saul, who was Paul but was Saul at the time. And he gave like the entire story of the Bible, like shortened in like a chapter,
little synopsis.
And
thing.
It was very good. It was like, here's why I believe what I believe, and they still stoned him. But that's beside the point. I was amazed at how brief and concise, just accurate it was.
Eli says, like, it's beside the point when there was a Christian martyr.
Besides the point that he died. No, but yeah. But I mean, I guess that's a point towards people without the eyes and ears to see and hear, you know. That's a
yeah.
That you can show all the logic and proof, I suppose.
And they still stoned him right there.
Right. But there's more than that in Acts. There's all kinds of things that happen. In chapter 5, there's Ananias and Sapphira. Have you read
oh, yeah,
that?
That was like mortifying.
When I listened to that, I don't know, I'll tell the story for you, but basically Ananias and Sapphira sold part of their land and lied about how much money they got back from it so that they didn't have to give all of it that they promised to the church. And when, I think it was the Spirit that told somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Peter, right?
Yep. He
Spirit
was...
told Peter that it happened, and he went and confronted Ananias and Sapphira, and they both died.
Well, no. What happened is Ananias came into the building to see Peter or someone. I think it was first the husband. The husband came in first, right. And was like, hey, here's the money. And Peter was like, yo, is that really the amount of money?
And right.
he was like, oh yeah, it's definitely. And he was like, he's okay.
The spirit told me you lied.
You just lied, and now you're going to drop down dead. And he did. And he the young said, people buried him. Same thing happened to his wife, and she denied that her husband lied.
Yeah, he says,
lied.
Did you sell the field for this price? Yes, she said, for that price. Then Peter said to her, why did you agree to test the spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Instantly, she dropped dead at his feet. When the young man came in, they found her dead, carried her out, and buried her beside her husband. Then great fear came upon the whole church and all those who heard these things. Like,
it's like, yeah, you got to wonder why great fear came on these people. It's like, when these people just
they had a good,
dead,
healthy fear of the Lord.
Well,
I'll
also,
tell you that.
If people drop dead
from lying about
yeah,
that,
it's like, oh my gosh.
It's like, it's serious.
That's some.
And I remember I listened to this. I was like, oh my gosh. And I pulled it up on my phone and I ran over to my coworker at one of the stations next to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, have you read this before? And, you know, he's a Christian like us. So I was like, have you read this? And I told him about it, and I told him what happened. And I was like, this is incredible. Not incredible, like, wow. But, like, this is real stuff that happened.
Yeah.
You know? And it's good for me to get back in it and be like,
And it's in the New Testament, so it's like, right. This is after it's, Jesus.
You don't get the whole, oh, this is the old stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
That happened back then.
It's, I mean, yeah, it was 2,000 years ago, but...
Still.
It was still...
Yeah, still crazy.
Right. Another thing, this is pretty short, but when... I remember Peter was going to go talk to a Gentile or whatever, and he wanted to be saved, I think. And right before he went to talk to him, he got a vision, you know, God basically told him that it was okay to save Gentiles. And he brought it back to the church and like, hey, I had this vision. This guy was saved and baptized. And everyone was like, that's not how we do things. We're Jews, you know, this isn't how we do it. You remember Jesus came and he said, I'm here for the Jews and whatever. And
yeah.
He was like, yeah, but I got this vision and it was ordained by the Spirit. And they had to like hash it out for a while to
right.
figure it out.
Yeah,
I don't remember if it said that there was a split or anything. I don't think so, but like they had to. It's good for me to see because I've seen stuff with churches where they've split over certain beliefs,
right?
And it's like almost comforting to know that it's not just us,
right?
It's more comforting to know that the early church had more problems,
yeah.
Not like problems that couldn't be fixed, but like issues that they went together into the Spirit to find out.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. Read the Bible, you guys. That's my point. I just remember I read this stuff in Acts and I was like, how come no one's told me about this? Like, because this is incredible stuff.
Yeah, we did like a Bible study at one point. One of the guys in our church or whatever was like, yo, I'll do a Bible study. We woke up at an obscene hour in the morning. We went through like the whole book of Acts and we touched on all those things. That's the only reason I really know that.
Right. Like, I wouldn't have known if I hadn't read it.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody talks about that.
It is true. I love Acts mainly for the fact that it just, you see real life things that happened. And this was not the Old Testament. It's the New Testament. So right. This is things that can still happen today.
Right.
You know, or that's how I look at
so
them. I think Old Testament things
can happen.
Main
lesson is here. Don't lie about how much money you got for the land you sold.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't want to drop down dead, you guys.
St. Peter will come to your door.
Yeah, he'll be like, yo, what?
He'll say, why did
you
lie about this?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Welcome to the cafe, the small little luncheon area, the little Paris.
This is
if you're listening, you'll think of that. If you're watching, you'll definitely see. We are not in a cafe at all.
You'll think it if you're listening.
We used to call the studio.
Just close your eyes.
Yeah.
No, just black out the screen.
Just black out the screen.
It's blacked out.
Anyways, we're here and we're going to talk about the new music segment we have on the show here. And it's where we bring in songs that we liked and we explain why we liked them and maybe how they've touched our lives in like an amazing manner. But for me personally this time, I don't think it has. So you guys are not in for a treat today. So go ahead and skip this part.
You don't have a good song? Is
no,
that
I do
what
have a good song, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, it like changed me or something. Anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get into it. Do you have your song ready?
I don't.
Go
ahead
mine?
And go with yours.
Okay, I'll go with mine.
I'm trying to find mine.
My song is Dark Before the Dawn by Andrew Peterson. A buddy of mine listens to Andrew Peterson like a lot. It has been his top artist on Spotify for 2 years.
He listens to it nonstop.
It is absolutely insane, and he has inspired me to listen to more of Andrew Peterson. Because I listened to a lot of him when I was younger. My parents did, and there was a point at which I was just like, I'm gonna be on my own and listen to my own music, you know. And so, anyways, this song is Dark Before the Dawn. This was one of the albums he actually had a hard time writing, apparently. I watched some, listened to some things where he talked about each of the songs. Mm-hmm. And for me, this song was just like Dark Before. It's a hopeful song. Mm-hmm. I've been having a hard time at work, believe it or not. If you guys listen to the podcast, you know I've been having a hard time
at work. Just hates working.
That is not it at all. But anyways, it's just like a hopeful song, and it's. I don't have the lyrics pulled up. I really should have them pulled up. But it's a hopeful song for me. Mm-hmm. And
is it like about holding out? And
yeah, it's just, yeah. The lyrics are like, this is the dark before the dawn. Mm-hmm. And it's just, for me, it's hopeful, and it brings me life when I listen to it. So that's why I'm referring it to you guys. So maybe you guys will get some life out of it as well. So yeah, that's all. Nothing special.
It's just Andrew Peterson.
I'm
kidding. I like Andrew Peterson a lot, as much as I make fun of it. I only make fun of it because I used to live with the friend he's talking about. And I'm sorry, Jaren, I'm not trying to make fun of you. But he would sing it a lot, and I would sing with him. And it's just kind of a running joke now. But I do like Andrew Peterson. I really liked his book.
Which one?
What was it called?
He wrote a book?
I thought it was Adorning.
Adorning the Dark.
Adorning the Dark. I liked that book because it was really about finding your identity creatively in Christ and doing things. Like, it was about having your passions. It's kind of like Mike Donaghy's book, a little bit. But it was about like having your passions in God's will and finding your creativity through that. And it was really helpful because I'm trying to be a writer and write songs and do sort of go more in like an entertainment value thing, because that's like how our culture has elevated it. I feel not only would it be beneficial, but also I feel like it'd be good to have some Christ-centered things there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I'll stop talking about that.
What is your song?
My song is Creature by Half Alive.
That's a good one.
Half Alive is the band that did the
Still Feel. It was like a really big hit on Spotify for a while.
It was a big hit, and I don't think anybody really listened past that song, but I did.
Same. We are the true fans, just so you guys know. If you didn't listen to that, then yeah, shame on you. You're not a true fan.
But Creature is one of their more... It's the song at the end of the album. Is the album called Still Feel? See, we're not true fans. We don't know what we're doing.
You just blew my cover.
But it's at the end of the album, and it's the one that really says the most about Christianity, I think. Because through the album, you're kind of like, it's a little vague. I don't know if that's what they're talking about. Are they
actually Christians? Yeah, it was.
But at the end, in the song, it's about being a creation of God and being holy. And one of the verses says, I am creation, both haunted and holy, made in glory. Even the depths of the night cannot blind me when you guide me. It's really encouraging to remember that you're made by God, and you're special in that way. Like, that is your identity, not whatever someone else tries to tell you are, you know? It's like you are made in Christ, in God, and that's your new identity. You're loved, right? And let me see. There's a space in here about... Okay. It says, I'm looking forward to the day when life can grow without decay. Humanity is not alone. When Jesus Christ sits on the throne, his hidden years expose the mess. The selfish turn to selflessness. Haunted by a darker side transcends to walking in the light. Slowly I'm recovering the beauty of discovering.
And I'll put this disclaimer out there. I don't know if you're going to say this, but this song is like a little bit... It's a little bit strange. Like, it's like 21 Pilots and like King's Kaleidoscope had a child, and it was this song. So it's a little bit like tempo changey.
But I love it.
It is good. Yeah. But like, if you're not used to that style of music, then you may not vibe with it. But if you power through it and listen to the words, like he said, they're really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think all of the songs all if not most of those songs in that album are about Christ, I think.
Yeah, they are kind of. Right. It's like, just, there's trust, kind of hidden, though.
Trust and rest with Sam Henshaw is about, like, a Sabbath, I guess.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
The good, like, taking a Sabbath day.
Yeah, that I kind think of you're thing. Right.
And, like, they're all really good. So I'd recommend them, Half Alive. They're really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the new music segment. We'll stick all those songs in a playlist, Spotify playlist, mm-hmm. and we'll link to that playlist in the description below. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Peace, you guys. That's the new music playlist.
Peace, man. Peace.
What do you want? Do you want any music or do you want just silence so you can be truly vulnerable?
I don't know. Do you want to try just silence?
You can try it, yeah.
What I kind of want to do is put something out there and see what you have to say about it, because at this point, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just me that has this problem, and I want to see if not just me.
Yeah, more so than likely, it's just you.
We can get rid of this if it's not any good.
Okay.
So,
go for it.
All right. So, a lot of times, and, like, I don't even mean to, but, like, when I go to pray, I sort of feel like an imposter. I feel like two people. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. So, I feel like, you know, my intention to go pray, it can either be, I feel like it with a lot of things. Like, for example, I go on the podcast. I feel like, oh, okay, I'm acting Christian-y, right?
Right.
And then I go to pray. I'm like, hi, God, what a great day it is. Thanks for the day, you know?
Yeah.
But deep in me, I'm like, I do want to reach out to God.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But part of me always feels a little bit like I'm acting.
Like it's forced, kind of?
Okay. Not like, that's not all of my times.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I can truly, like, get on my knees and say, God, I need your help with this. Or,
right.
God, I'm really, really grateful for this. Yeah. You know, yeah. And I can say those things and be genuine.
Yeah.
But there are some times when I'm like, I feel like, I guess I'm just anxious, you know, nervous mm-hmm. that God sees, oh, he's just acting right now.
Yeah.
You know, when sometimes I'm kind of acting to go, to put myself in the right space.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't think it's acting in that time. Like, maybe it is kind of, but, like, I feel like it's, at least for me, it's like, I don't want to listen to this kind of music right now. I want to listen to this other music maybe, or yeah. I really do not feel like praying right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't. And I don't want to say yes to this person right now. Everything's right. in me screaming no, and this is not what most of me wants to do. In fact, most of me wants to flee the situation.
Right.
But in that sense, you're like, you're saying, no, I'm going to do this, and mm-hmm. I am going to be grateful for my day, and right. I am going to pray to God, even though maybe right now I even have doubts, you know? I don't know. That's just me personally, how I've kind of thought about that.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, and that's kind of what I've done. Well, anyways,
it's kind of like, and Simca said this on our last interview, she was saying she felt like two people, where she would read the Bible during the day and then go do whatever she wanted and indulge her habits at night. And sometimes I feel like that.
Right.
Not like, oh, I'm actively doing all this sinful stuff and I feel really bad. I can deal with that. I can look at that and say, okay, I need to stop doing these things and all this, which I'm not saying that's not a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be. And a lot of times it is.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is sometimes I can feel like I can, it's not even the, when you curl up in bed and then you're like, oh, I forgot to pray. And then you get out of bed.
Right.
Like, oh.
Get down your knees. Or whatever.
But what I mean is sometimes I feel, and I'm just being vulnerable here, being humble and whatever. I sometimes feel that way. Like, it's rough for me to go, okay, God, you know, cause I feel like,
you feel almost like it's an act.
I feel like
as in other areas you're doing something different or like,
no, not that I'm, like, doing anything much different. I don't think I have, like, guilt hanging over my head. I just feel sometimes like I'm coming to God and saying, hey, God, here I am. And not like he's doing this, but I'm just scared he's doing this.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm saying doing this. I'm crossing my arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just feel like he's looking at me like, but it's not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm genuinely here.
Oh, yeah.
And other times I don't feel like that.
Yeah.
But, and maybe the thing to take away from that is just do it anyways.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know. I'm just trying to find out if it's just me.
Yeah.
That I sometimes feel like I'm a faker. You know?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like a faker when I start talking about God to people, with people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But sometimes when I feel like if I were to start talking about God to people, I'd feel like I'm sort of playing up how awesome I am.
Right, right, right.
You know, and how far I've come.
Yeah.
Right.
Sort of that double mindedness.
When really, the other day, I just told someone to their face this and that. Right?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Because there can be some days where I'm just like, man, and I'm calling myself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I mean, I kind of talked about this in the, not the last one, but I think episode 29.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just, it's the ongoing struggle of who, I don't know. You got, it's a struggle.
Right.
It's a struggle that you're going to have to keep on choosing him, you know? And I think maybe at least I'm just gathering in my own experiences, I'll almost catalog things. I'm like, okay, here I didn't choose him maybe.
Yeah.
Or no, here I didn't choose him.
Maybe. You know? Yeah. If it's a there question, you probably didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Here I didn't choose him. And then I'll catalog that and then I'll kind of store it up and be like, oh, am I actually a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And then am I just faking this whole thing? You know, in this area, if it's not everywhere, am I faking it? You know, which I think is good questions to be asking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I feel like you're maybe saying.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just like, it's good to ask those questions. Am I faking it? And then that'll lead to you finding places where maybe you are, quote, faking it.
Part of it could even be, I don't know, I read and listen to a lot of other people, you know, and people I look up to, like C.S. Lewis and other podcasters that have good things to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I just repeating what they're saying? And being like, yeah, that sounds right. Right?
Right, yeah.
Or do I really,
this is,
you know? So it's more like, maybe it's just me looking in my heart and having to look in my heart and be like, okay, do I believe this? Am I acting this out?
Yeah.
Right. And,
I almost feel like that's a good place to be though. Well, not constantly, obviously, but like, looking at your thing and realizing that maybe in some areas you are not living a Christian life.
Yeah.
Because if you're just like, man, I'm a perfect person, you know, that's like, that's not a good place to be. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, definitely not. Like we were saying earlier about self-righteousness and humility, which I was saying, ooh. But I think maybe even just for me, sometimes I feel like I missed something. I'm not aware of something God's aware of.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for him to
slap you in the
slap
face.
Slap me with it and be like, hey, you missed that.
Right.
There's a spot on the floor. Clean it up, right? But I don't know. Maybe I'm just being super anxious. And forgetting that God loves me more than I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. And yeah, you know? I think it is good to look at those things. But yeah, like you said, you're giving your own advice to yourself. Don't be anxious.
Right. Well, I'm not just saying, don't be anxious with no cause. It's like,
right, right. And that
we can
context,
all get anxious, but it's the remembering. This is what I need here. It's remembering that God still loves you. He died for you. And, you know, of course I'm going to want to be like, oh, here's my servitude to that. I don't know why I did the hybrid voice for that. But dude, here's my servitude for that.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe it helps to remember that God wants fellowship with us.
Right.
Instead of just looks at you and is like, eh.
You got to put in your little daily quota of fellowship.
Right. Yeah. It's like, eh, you didn't do that right. So
or that, yeah.
I'm mad at you tonight, you know? And maybe that's just how sometimes I think it is.
Yeah.
But I got to remember that God created us for fellowship. He wants to be with me.
Yeah.
And
I think as long as you have that humility and stuff, keep running back to him, as long as you're running towards him.
Right.
Which... that sounds terrible. As long as you're running towards him, that's the only thing. Which, no, I mean, it kind of is, but then some people can oversimplify that. That's the reason I'm giving that.
Given the disclaimer.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not the only thing.
Right,
but
right.
It's it's pretty important.
Yeah.
Right.
I think for you, just living in that, realizing God's got you.
Yeah.
And if you're living in that of he loves me, mm-hmm. and let's live in that and right. not the fear of possibly I'm faking it or the right. fear of maybe I did something wrong and he's just going to slap me at any moment, because he will point it out if it needs to be pointed out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it's been pointed out enough times to me. Maybe it's just been pointed out enough times to me that I go, yeah. Yeah, I should have not done that, you right. know, enough times that I know God's going to tell me, because maybe things are just too smooth around here right now, you know?
Yeah.
You get that, it's a little too quiet.
Yeah.
You know, God's going to tell me something here.
In yeah. a minute. Yep, I know that.
You know, but I don't know, maybe that's the anxiety. I'm just sharing my anxiety. I don't know.
That's good.
I was hoping to sort of share my anxieties about something. To maybe. Hopefully get it, I don't know, resolved.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It helps
that's
to say good. Things out loud.
Yeah.
You know? And here I am having a therapy session.
Yeah. But that's why you don't like the color yellow. It's okay.
If only it was that simple. The color yellow.
Because my grandmother good. Died wearing yellow and... Now I have trauma. We're making fun of people with trauma. Sorry, you guys.
Come on, Gavin. You should know better than that. Anyway, I don't know how to wrap that up besides...
No, that's good.
Besides, I have anxieties too, man. Sometimes I feel like a failure. Isn't that what you came on about something once before?
Probably.
I just feel like a failure. And I was totally like, dude, chill. Like God loves you. And you were like... I'm sorry.
That'll hit me like every other month. I'll just go into this like deep delve of depression,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like.
But that's why we need each other, right?
Yeah.
You know, to say, you know, you're doing real good.
Yeah.
You're doing good. God loves you. Chill out.
Yeah.
Right.
He'll point things out when it's time.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're not doing good.
Unless you're doing terrible.
Then you gotta do something.
Someone needs to slap you in the face.
Don't take that as you're just fine right now. It's like, make sure you're fine, but also God still loves you.
Yeah.
And every day's filled with new mercies.
Yep. That was episode 31 of the Staying Christian podcast.
He's been Gavin.
I have been Gavin.
I've been Eli.
You've been one Christian.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Or watching.
If you're watching.
If you're watching.
You guys are in the year 2021. Congratulations. We're still back in 2020.
Unless you're listening way later, then you're not.
Yeah. But welcome to the new year. May we be one of the first to welcome you guys. And yeah.
Pray for us because we're still in 2020.
Yeah.
So. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
You guys can send us emails at stayingchristian@gmail.com. We have an Instagram, which is @stayingchristian. You can follow us, send us hateful messages in the DMs. We'll probably respond.
We probably will.
Anyways.
Yeah. I'm Gavin.
I'm Eli.
Stay real, you guys.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye. We can wave now.
We can wave to the camera. Like my mic. No.
I can still hear you well. You're fine.
Yeah.
Now everyone's going to see our trashy setup.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh.
These guys are horrible.
I thought they were in a nice studio. Now I realize.
I'm glad that they only did their voice for 30 whole episodes, because I wouldn't have been able to handle
wouldn't
this.
Wouldn't have been able to handle
They have this weird clock sitting over
the
here. Clock.
It ruined the whole thing, honestly. The clock. It was too much.
Yep. And now it won't stay. Okay, now it's staying.
I'm acting like a YouTuber. Peace.
See you guys in the next one.
Like and subscribe.
See you guys in the next music segment. Yeah. Okay. Time for me to be vulnerable.
Sweet.
Let's get it over with.
So it's like, people, what if they thought that our voices were swapped?
Oh, man.
That'd be weird. And so they think my voice comes out of your head.
You know, you could just lip sync to my voice real quick, and then they would be just,
what?
I just hate myself right now. I feel like I'm doing so poorly.
Yeah. You are. And so am I.
I feel like today sucks really bad.
Welcome to my life.
Ah!
No, I think what's going to happen here is we're going to listen to the podcast podcast is going to sound fine. And then we're going to watch the video and we're going to be like, wow, this is bad.
Wow, we're horrible. It's like, who's going to look over there first?
Man. Oh, no. This is, now we got to get used to this. I hate this.